Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock.
Hey guys, this is Mike in California. You guys touched a very sensitive subject with me. My sister is doing that oxygen treatment bullshit. She's in remission from cancer. And she gives no credit to the chemotherapy. She only gives it credit to the oxygen bullshit. And then just the other day, she went to the hospital at 3 in the morning because she was having chest pains, and they couldn't figure out why. She got the stuff in Mexico because it's not FDA approved. Anyways, so yeah, that's the reality of my situation. Glory hole, motherfuckers.
Hey, boys. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from North Carolina. I've been listening to you talk about my state for the last couple of months, and you've been right about 96.3% of the time, so I haven't taken issue. But Tom, your North Carolina accent doesn't sound like anyone who has ever even visited North Carolina. You sound like Yosemite Sam, son. Furthermore, the story you covered about the guy in Ohio went to Walmart and wanted to buy booze and thought he couldn't because of Sharia law. Here's the irony alert. I live in North Carolina. I can't buy booze until noon on Sunday because of Christian Sharia blue laws. Fuckers. Glory hole.
Hey, guys. This is Kyle in Oklahoma. Glory hole. I just had a story to share with you guys. After listening to episode 221, I'm a little behind the times, about Josh, who was fighting cancer and had the religious family. I had a good friend pass away from cancer a while back. It was really bad, and he was a college student, so didn't have insurance. But anyway, it was so bad they would only allow family and a minister to visit him in the hospital. And his brother, who was a born-again Christian, sent his minister, who my friend had formal debates with and who hated him, to minister to my friend, and the hospital would always let this guy through. So I actually got ordained through the Universal Life Church, and had my friends say that I was his minister. And so I got to visit him for the last couple of weeks of his life. And it was great to be able to spend that time with him there at the end.
This is Jason from Columbus, Ohio. Over the past several months, I've been catching up on your back catalog of shows, and I've agreed with almost everything you say. But on one of the episodes I listened to today, I believe it was 183, you said something about Winnie the Pooh being Eeyore's best friend. Piglet and Winnie the Pooh are best friends. Are you ridiculous? If you can't get a simple fact like that right about two very important characters, why should I believe anything that you say? It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Oh, that sounds really silly now that I say it out loud. All right, glory hole.
Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and drinks at noon.
I know. It's like my before noon bourbon.
It's not. It's 12:30.
I feel like my dad.
Oh, your dad can't feel.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
no.
He really can't.
It's because he's dead.
No, I mean, he's like really, really extra dead. Comments. But the thing is like, I remember my dad would wake up and have his before. It was Canadian Club, though. It was different. Canadian Club was the worst drink ever, by the way.
Does it come in a plastic bottle?
It does.
Dude, if you can buy whiskey.
You can buy it in a bottle if you're feeling like you want to splurge.
I got some fancy Canadian.
But it also has a. I remember he used to get half pints for all the time, and I'd be like, why didn't he just buy a fifth of that stuff? And then I realized if he had a fifth, he would drink the whole
thing, right?
Just all gone.
Canadian whiskey is whiskey for people that don't like whiskey.
Yeah. It's for people who just want to get drunk.
Right.
That's what it is. Because it's cheap as shit.
I feel the same way, actually, and I'm probably going to get like 100 emails. I feel the same way about Irish whiskey. I have good Irish whiskey, it's so smooth that I think it's bland. Like, there's like nothing. There's nothing to it.
Irish whiskey is better than Canadian. Canadian whiskey.
Canadian whiskey
is fucking like getting punched in the teeth. It's not a pleasant experience.
Canadian whiskey tastes like what it is. Illegal.
Yeah.
You know, because it's Canadian whiskey. It comes from the running days when we outlawed the prohibition thing. And it's like it's Canadian whiskey because it came down from fucking
Canada.
It tastes like it's made in a bathtub.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Probably made in a fucking moose's belly or something.
Like, just like feed the moose grain and then shake it and then out comes the Canadian whiskey. you just have to milk. It only has one udder and you have to milk it.
That's not an udder. Yeah,
it's like that's don't ruin my fantasy.
I guess what we're saying is Canadian whiskey is distilled moose urine.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty much what we're saying.
I'm not even shocked.
From Glory Hole Studios in Chicago. This is what happens when we start recording together.
Yeah, it is. I always interrupt the intro. I always do. This is episode 228.
228.
228. I know that for sure.
We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. This is episode, as Cecil was kind enough to mention.
I pointed out already.
Yeah, 228.
228.
Now I can't fuck it up.
You saved
me that.
I fucking put my rubber stamp of approval on it.
There you go. Yeah. So I'm just going to...
Contrary to popular opinion, God is not against sex. It was his idea in the first place.
So this first story, and like 115 of these stories this week, I'm sorry, they're all going to come from the Paytheos blogs. Many of them do. This one comes from the Friendly Atheist blog, no big surprise. Christian praise prom. I read this initially, by the way, as praise porn. And I was like, all right, I'm interested.
I like it.
So the Christian praise prom.
That's like all porn, though. It's like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, right? God.
It's a lot of praise. Yes. Very good. That's right. It's all praise.
To the left.
If it's not praise, you're on a website. I'm not interested in.
Oh, that would be like the worst, most disheartening porn. We're just like, this is the worst sex I've ever
right,
had.
Right. Like, you're watching porn. She's like, nah, I've had better.
She's like on her phone. She's playing Words with Friends. Oh, don't send us porn with people playing Words with Friends.
It's got to be out there.
Oh, God.
You know what's fucking amazing is that, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Is there certainly fucking disinterested party porn? You know, we're like, there's somebody who gets off.
Yeah.
I'm like a bored partner.
Sure, yeah.
Just like looking down and being like, oh, yeah. They're not into this at all.
Or like watching Breaking Bad and eating scrambled eggs. They're just like, you're like wailing away on the drum, and they're just like fucking. I don't even know. They call during the middle of it. And they take it.
They're just like, hold on, it's my mom.
I gotta take this. I'm sorry, I'm very busy.
Hey, mom. No, I'm not doing anything. Nope. Nothing. I'm doing literally nothing. This is, and there's somebody fucking furiously.
Yeah. No. No. It's just another disappointing day in my life. Yeah.
That's why would awesome. I want to watch porn that looks exactly like a Wednesday in my house? You know? I'm watching.
There's so many disinterested parties in my life. Everyone's disinterested.
I tried to videotape and the camera shut off. The camera's just like, hey, I'm not even out of battery. Yeah, I just don't care.
I'm done.
Like, it puts lens cap on itself. Christian praise prom organizer.
Praise prom.
Banned Scottish boy wearing a kilt until he changed into man pants.
He changed into Man Pants, like fucking Wonder Teen powers activate.
I am now Man Pants.
He just turns into a pair of pants and it just falls over. Just like, that's it. He's like,
this is the worst superpower. This is worse than disinterested sex porn.
Form of a pair of pants. Flum. Praise prom. That sounds.
Yeah, so this is like a prom. But it's not really a prom. It's a prom for homeschool kids.
Okay. Well, they need to go somewhere. And
as if there wasn't enough fucking socially awkward teenagers at a regular prom.
I was going to say, that's pretty awkward. I can't imagine what it's like with the homeschoolers. Praise prom really sounds like a boner killer, though. Dude. I mean, of all the proms you could go to, praise prom sounds like a super boner killer. Afterwards, you get to go to Denny's and have the moons over my abstinence. That's a delicious after-dinner treat right there. So we're going to go home,
I guess. I go back to my, and like, it, you know, the other thing is too, it's like, well, let's go back to my house, otherwise known as school. We're always fucking in the classroom.
And the only touching you can do with the other person is like the Sistine Chapel touching, right, where you're just like the very, very tip of your finger can actually
touch. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh yeah.
We rub tips.
Did you feel the electricity? It was actual static electricity.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
You rubbed your feet across the carpet before we got together. So anyway, this dude, like, you know, he did the thing, like, where he wore a kilt because fucking kilts are cool, and he showed up and did the kilty cool thing, and they kicked him out.
Oh, yeah.
And they made him go wear a fucking pants for Jesus. Like, I guess Jesus loved pants.
Well, the funny thing is like, they didn't recognize it. They're like, oh, they thought he was wearing a skirt. I'm thinking, have none of you people seen Braveheart? Don't you people love Mel Gibson? Like, shouldn't you know what Braveheart is? Doesn't he hate the Jews, too? What the fuck? You guys should be like buddy-buddy.
Right, because Mel Gibson, he's the one that made the torture porn for Christians.
Yes.
What was it called? The Passion of the Christ. Yeah.
Texas Jesus Chainsaw Massacre.
Jesus Chainsaw Massacre, right.
Like, he made that movie.
That was his thing.
And they loved him for it.
So, like, this dude shows up in his kilt, and it's like, fine. It's like a little subversive or whatever.
I know.
Like,
it's like,
you know, that's why you do it,
yeah,
right? It's like, for my heritage.
No,
it's a little subversive, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Be a little subversive. And, like, his date has fucking blue hair, you know, if you look at it. So it's like, it's clearly like, these are like your subversive homeschool kids. And that's cool. That's fine. But like, just fucking recognize the fucking homeboys in a fucking kilt. And that's it.
Do you believe
they sent them back and made them wear fucking pantaloons?
Yeah. And then they said, the woman is like, well, I didn't say it looked like a skirt, but everybody else was making fun of you for it being a skirt.
Right.
And he's like, fuck you, you cunt.
Well, fucking let him get made fun of then. That's his fucking deal.
Yeah,
issue,
exactly.
Right.
And the thing is, I never wore a kilt, but I did wear. I did wear all kinds of other stuff to sort of, because you're at that age, you're a peacock, right? That's your peacock age. That's when you're like, I'm going to wear fucking this weird haircut, and I'm going to fucking like wear this weird outfit, and I'm going to wear like plaid with like stripes because I want everybody to look at me. And that's your peacock years. So of course you're going to wear the craziest shit you can because you're trying to attract as much attention as possible.
Right.
I never minded one bit when someone would make fun of the stuff I wore.
Because
never
that was part of the game.
And it was awesome. I was like, yeah, dude, you fucking noticed what I wore today, didn't you? Like,
right.
You're not looking at the guy over there in the polo shirt. You're looking at me. And I loved it. I wanted people to. So this guy probably wasn't even mad that people were like, what is he in a dress? Like, oh, yeah, he's never heard that wearing a kilt before.
Right.
Oh, my God, I've never heard. It's so original. Holy shit, am I wearing a dress?
Right.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's not like he showed up to the prom and was fucking throwing tabers around. You know, like, it's not
midgets. He's like, oh, little people.
He's like, he shows up and he's fucking doing like a reenactment of the Highland Games in the middle of the prom. He's like hurling fucking hammers around, lifting weights for, you know, like.
He's like.
He's just wearing a kilt, like he's doing the thing. And
banging a sheep at a certain point. That's one of the games, right?
It's not
one of
the games. It's just sheep fucking.
Yeah, it's one of the games.
It's just 24 hours
straight. It's like a speed fuck. See how fast you can...
How fast you can get it done in a sheep.
How fast you can turn it into mutton.
Oh,
I don't even know.
So, like, and they said, like, this is their statement issued in response. We want to keep things about Jesus and keep things very simple and straightforward. We support people who want to celebrate their special heritages. And we suggest that David and his mom perhaps create a special heritage night or dance. But I stand firm in our policy of dress pants, dress shirt, and tie only for boys at the praise prom. Like, why? Why? What is it? Is it complicated that he wore a kilt? Are you like, I don't know what to do. He wore a kilt and fucking confused.
And
I kind of want to fuck him. What complicated the issue?
I don't know. Maybe some dudes were trying to put roofies in his drink.
Right.
You know? Like, I'm going to take this girl home. I don't care that she has hairy legs.
Look at that. That chick with the beard is fucking hot. Now we're going to get a fucking email from chicks with beards.
You know, the fucking...
I'm just saying. No, they call it people with beards. Chicks with beardism.
Chick with beardism. You know, the thing is it's not like this is the very first time someone has used a kilt for formal attire.
Right.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. It happens, you know, I think the people who are doing it, like you say, are trying to be a little subversive or whatever
which
they're trying
fine.
To do, which is fine. But, you can see this happen all the time. People wear this. Outside of Scotland, people wear kilts for formal dress on occasion to different things.
Right.
People get married in them. People go to weddings in
conventions in them.
Yes. There may have been one on an Oscar red carpet or something.
Sure.
You know, like maybe on the fucking, maybe not, the Golden Globes or something. But, you know, even
some
still.
Some award show,
I'm sure someone has worn a kilt. So it's not like this is masquerading as something. It's not like somebody's coming in and torn up jeans or something like that that is trying to sort of be disrespectful. This is a thing that has already been established as formal wear. So it's not like this person is wearing something that they're trying to like push. This isn't a boundary to push.
He's already been pushed. Yeah, he's not showing up wearing nothing but pantyhose,
exactly.
Right?
Like, he's not wearing body paint.
Right?
You know? And he's dressed like an elephant, you know, with a trunk. And the
thing that cracks me up. Elephant.
It's like Dumbo. It's
I don't
a
know,
very
it's
small
more like
trunk.
An anteater. Yeah.
He's Irish, Scottish. If he's Scottish,
it's like a
woodpecker.
You see, there are demons in the earth. Read Matthew, Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. There are demons all over where, and Jesus cast out demons when he walked the earth.
This is from the progressive secular humanist blog, also at Patheos. Pat Robertson, treating eating disorders as demonic possession. Well, don't you have to eat the demon first?
I actually think that this is terribly heretical to the doctrine of Quiznos demon, to be honest with you.
Right.
It's like, I actually really like Quiznos, and I would really like you to go there.
There's a lot of carbs in this bread, but it's delicious. You know, it's baked fresh on site.
Maybe Quiznos demon is a binger and purger, though.
Oh,
maybe he
God.
just orders tons and tons of food and then goes to the bathroom and then vomits
it
up.
Oh, God.
And then comes back. He has terrible teeth, it turns out.
Oh,
like little sticks. They're just unpleasant.
That's just
Do we
so
want to play Pat Robertson?
We always want to play Pat
All right,
Robertson.
So this is fucking a guy who forgot who he is on the 700 Club.
I've been involved. One young man I remember, he had this disorder, and he just wouldn't eat, and he just got wasted thinner and thinner and thinner, and it was just a tragedy. You did everything you could to help him. I did everything I could to encourage him, to help him and everything, but it was too late in his case by the time I got there. And you remember the singing group, the Carpenters? I thought they had a marvelous sound, but the girl, you know.
Karen Carpenter.
Where did that come from? You know, he's talking about Karen Carpenter, but it's funny. Like, he just goes into, you know, they had a marvelous sound. Instead of saying, like, hey, Karen Carpenter had this disease.
Right.
I don't know. It's just weird.
It's weird to be like, remember 40 fucking years ago.
I know. It's old
that
music.
That fucking pop music back from 40 fucking years. It's probably more than 40 years ago.
This is the last album my mom bought.
Right?
The Carpenters.
I put on their records in my fucking record player. And it's an original Edison 301, you know? Like,
this is something that came out originally on 8-track.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
This is unbelievable. I love, too, that he's saying, like, well, I did everything I could to help. Really? So let's double check. You did nothing at all!
Yeah, no.
Because there's nothing you could do that would be effective.
Yeah, no, he did literally nothing.
Right.
He stood there and said,
you should have a food.
You sure you're not hungry? Like, that's not a thing.
Shaking fucking bacon at somebody is not helping. Unless it's me, in which case it is always helping.
Karen, she had today, when you hear her music, you recognize her voice. It was very distinctive.
It's an incredible voice, but I mean, she starved herself to death.
Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes when you don't get help soon enough, serious help,
this
hard
can
to
be treated as a demonic possession thing. It is like a demon, and it needs to be rebuked and cast out.
Can I get a rebuke on rye? Is that a possibility?
Wow.
Just put a little mustard on that
rebuke. I love a good rebuke.
I'll tell you, you know how it needs to be treated? By professionals.
Yeah, by professionals.
By people who actually know what they're doing.
I love when she's just like, it needs help, serious help. And he's like, fucking demonic possession. It's all of a sudden like, well, now we're talking about different things. Because she was saying serious help, and you're saying imaginary monsters live inside your body and make you not want to eat up food. Seriously, fucking imaginary monster friends that are mean to you.
Right. That's like thinking fucking your car is broke because there's gremlins.
Right.
Like, I mean, really, it's like, man, I got in my car yesterday and the windshield wipers wouldn't turn on. The damn gremlins got in the fucking engine compartment. You fucking idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you? It's not a demon, you dumb fuck.
And it's ironic because I bought an AMC Gremlin. So it's like...
Nobody follows. You only get those gifted to you by like cars from kids. Like that's the only person who owns a gremlin. Like,
you know,
no one owns
the AMC gremlin joke is just as old as the fucking Karen Carpenter's reference. That's how fucking irrelevant.
The only way you can play the Carpenters is in an AMC gremlin.
Because it's like, the only thing still with an 8-track
in it. That's it. Because nobody's driven it since the
70s. Jesus Christ.
So, absolutely. It's fucking, it's afraid of the boogeyman. It's thinking, I don't get cell phone service because there's witches in the area.
Right,
it's like,
yeah, right. What? Have you heard that? Wait a minute, because now that feels like that's something that you've heard.
It's something I just made up, but it could be real. Someone probably believes
or
it.
Or I dropped a call. There must be witches around. Oh, I just want, sometimes I listen to this stuff and I'm just like, why don't you live on fucking Easter Island? Like building fucking heads out of fucking volcanic rock. Like, you're seriously so fucking ridiculous. It's like, you deserve to be fucking stranded in the middle of the fucking Pacific Ocean somewhere. You outrageous fucking lunatic.
He spreads his ideas every week. And these ideas are so, I mean, it's so backward. It's such a stupid backward idea, and nobody can understand him. Well, why he's so mad about it, because he's telling people that really need help to go to their fucking, to their priest,
right,
to get fucking rebuked when they have fucking anorexia or when they have bulimia or something like that.
Well, his story is about a boy who died of an eating disorder,
right,
and at some point somebody called for help and they called Pat Robertson,
right, and he didn't say, let me hand this off to the real people who can actually help.
Right.
He said, I rebuke thee in the name of Satan and ate a fucking tuna sandwich in front of the kid.
Exactly. Yeah, like he went to work and then had lunch.
Yeah.
And this fucking boy died. And he's telling the story as like it's a fucking tragedy. The tragedy is you.
Yeah.
The tragedy is the people that you influence. The tragedy is that people called you on the phone and were like, I need help for my son. Let's get a fucking charlatan in the doors.
Yeah, exactly. It's like fucking calling a shoe salesman. We need a heart surgeon.
Right. Fucking, that's exactly what it is.
I don't need a fucking shoe salesman. Well, this doesn't work anymore.
I put a new set of Jordans on his biscuits, but he's still clutching his chest and going, oh, God, oh, God.
They start to try to revive him. He's hitting the shoe in his chest. He's like, don't you die on me.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Hang on, let's run a few tests. Yeah. He looks about a 10 and a half.
Oh, they collapse his lung. We'll just pump it up with the Jordan.
Yeah, there you go. He put a little one of those Reebok pumps on his chest. We're the worst doctors here at Foot Locker ever.
They're like in those fucking referee outfits, all smeared with
blood. Blood and gore. They got like the Foot Locker dude comes out with a fucking hacksaw, like fucking Civil War style.
He's like all sawbones. Wooka, wooka, wooka. It's like a whole pile of limbs. Feet in the corner.
It's like a Ken Burns documentary at the mall.
No, I'm just looking for a fitting right now. I'm not actually looking for any shoes. Well, we got to cut your foot off.
Yeah, like they put the shoe on. It's like, oh, it's a little tight. Not for long, it's not.
They're using like tight laces as the tourniquet. That's it. Perfect.
How do you like that? My own mother falling for that stuff.
Well, you don't know, Larry. Maybe Dr. Hoo-ha can help her.
Doctor? That guy's no doctor. He's a quack.
So this is less of a story than it is just gross. It's so gross, man. It's from yeasthomemedicine.com. Proven home remedies for yeast infections. There's a whole website for this?
Oh.
There's a whole website just for this. How to stop your yeast infection for good with garlic. So here's what they suggest.
Wait, garlic?
Garlic.
Man, clams and garlic really do go well together. Admittedly. If you're going to cook up some clams. There's really nothing better than a hearty amount of garlic. Oh. A hearty amount of garlic. I just can't. Do you have like a period Clamato joke you want to make?
I'm not going to make any jokes.
I can't.
Because a Clamato joke right now would probably be pretty good, I think.
Jeez.
Oh. I'm not going to go there.
I'm not.
I already went there.
I think.
It's crab juice.
They don't call it a Bloody Mary for nothing.
No. Oh, delicious.
Garlic in my Bloody Mary.
Oh, no.
So it's exactly what it sounds like. The suggestion here is to just fucking
stuff some fucking floss in a garlic piece and shove it like a suppository in your vagina.
Right.
Is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And the first thing I thought when they're like sticking it in there is like, why don't you just fucking spackle some maggots in there like Gladiator? You know, and the reason why is, you know, it fucking cured that gash on Gladiator.
Oh, might God. As well. Jesus. Turn the channel. Change the channel. Click, click, click.
Gash is a slang term for vagina.
I'm hitting buttons, imaginary buttons that turn you off. Is there a mute on this thing? No. I knew this was dangerous as soon as I posted this.
Tom. Oh. The slang words for fucking bajingo are a lot, it turns out. Yeah.
Man, I just can't imagine the scenario where you're just like, honey,
can you stuff some hummus up there?
I'm just saying. I got a cracker.
Do you have to roast the garlic first? Because I think that would give the vagina a nutty flavor.
Otherwise, it's a little sharp and
it's
harsh.
A little sharp down there, honey. It's a little sharp.
It's a essence of.
Gosh, it tastes like sour cream and onion dip down here. What's going on? It's like a fucking bread bowl.
Oh, God.
You know, sometimes, Cecil, there's a story where I feel like it's like I'm just lobbing something right in your general direction.
We had somebody who tweeted at us that they were disgusted with our feet thing last week.
I know.
They have already stopped and unsubscribed from our podcast at this point.
They've burned their ears off with a fucking blowtorch. That's it.
They fucking Vincent Van Gogh'd themselves.
You know, I got to tell you, though, this reminds me of an email we recently got.
Yeah.
So we covered the fucking onion on your biscuits story last week, right? And somebody sent us an email that they had a roommate that tied garlic to their feet or put garlic in their socks or whatever, and it got so bad that they had to throw away their bed.
They had to throw out their whole bed.
I just picture somebody being like, I've made a terrible decision, and just pick up their bed and throw it out a window.
I hope it was like a $4,000 Swedish sleep system.
Why do we assume the Swedish sleep so well? Like, what is it?
Because like, they're surrounded by blonde women. Like, that's the reason why. Because the Swedish bikini team is
there.
All
you go.
It's really the only two things that Sweden is famous for are bikini teams and sleep systems.
What about timepieces?
Swedish timepieces?
Isn't
it Swiss timepieces?
Well, they're the same thing. They start with Swa.
The Swiss are the same thing.
That's
as
the same. They speak the same language.
They're
like right over here.
They speak the exact same language.
One of them, they are both
in the Alps. Tom.
They both strike me as got a Swedish chocolate and Swiss meatballs.
I wound up going to Zurich, Sweden last year.
That's a marvelous time.
We're the banking capital of the world, Tom.
I bought some Swiss pre-made furniture.
The Swedes have a huge banking system. It's amazing. And they've always remained neutral in all their wars.
I'm just saying, we're moving on. All right, I fucked this whole thing up.
Oh, man. Hold on. Do we want to talk about vagina and garlic?
What else is there to say? You know, like, when you just...
Nothing. You know, the thing is,
if you're Italian, can you even tell the difference?
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball. I guess it's not a ball, but
I can't tell if you have garlic in your pussy or if you're just you.
Oh, Maria.
Oh, God.
But in any case, one of the things that they talk about in the article specifically, it's not an article, it's like a blog post.
I was looking at you like, yeah. Article?
Okay,
did you just use that word
intentionally? In this blog post, they're talking about how you fucking... I don't know, crush some garlic and, sure. You know, they're talking about, but they're talking about different ways in which the suppository isn't the only way in which to.
No, they did have other
suggestions. They had like teas and then like, if you don't fucking mind it, chew on some garlic. And I'm thinking, do you not have friends? If you,
you could also
on
just
some
fuck
garlic,
the kernel because yeah, there's herbs and spices there.
Fuck the kernel in the mouth.
Just find any kernel. Yeah, like,
it doesn't even matter. You just fucking salute him first, then fuck him in the mouth. That's what you need to do. But no, they say you can drink the tea and it'll have antibacterial.
Dude,
and
can then you imagine drinking garlic tea?
You know,
how could you choke that shit down?
Unless it tastes like chicken, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, unless it has like, because if it's just garlic, it's going to be so offensive.
And why wouldn't you just cook with a lot of garlic?
Yeah. But they talk about that. They talk about like how, you know, you shouldn't be, you really shouldn't be denaturing it in some way. You should be trying to ingest it like because raw is better and you shouldn't take pills because pills
raw
aren't as good.
Garlic tea.
In any case.
Dude.
Here's the thing. Even if it does have, let's just say that there's antibacterial properties that somehow worm their way through your entire digestive system.
Still wouldn't help because it's a fungal infection.
Unfucking scathed, right? Unscathed from your digestive system, right? And they make their way to the parts of the body that they need to go to.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. By magic or osmosis.
Why not just use a fucking medicinal antifungal thing or a medicinal antibacterial thing that is purpose-made for this thing?
Yeah.
Instead of saying, well, you know, I could use this fucking Vagisil, which is like purpose made for it, or I could use this fucking garlic. And it's like saying like, well, I could use this hammer or I could use this Mack truck.
I know,
you're
right?
Like fucking well, one is for one thing and one is for another thing. Now, you may be able to fucking pound a nail in with a Mack truck. That's possible. But it's not necessarily the best way to do it.
Right.
And I don't understand why they – and it's not talking – it never says in this article like fucking these other ones are bad. It just happens to, like, praise the home remedy of garlic as if that's a fucking – that's a virtue in some way.
Because there's a huge group of people that just believe that home remedies are better than, like, pharmaceutical or store-bought remedies or, you know, remedies like full of chemicals.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in it. And so – and I know everything. So if I don't know what's in it, then, you know, clearly it must not be good for me. And it's like, well, shoving fucking garlic in your fucking hoo-ha is not a great idea either, stupid. Like, the problem is you have a fucking infection, so you're just going to introduce, like, random, uncontrolled third, like, substances into your body. Be like, I fucking crammed some more shit up there. Fucking put an old shoe in there. I'm just filling it up. I'm fucking packing moving day.
Yeah, no. First you stuff a shoe up there, and then you stick a sock up there, and then like a fucking wadded up reused panties. Right?
I just been putting fucking everything in the fridge.
Yeah,
I don't care. I got fucking leftovers.
I fucking chopped some mirepoix and put that shit up in there. I needed the flavor just perfect.
I put a fucking taco in my taco.
I put a sachet of spices in there. I put it in cheesecloth, threw some bay leaf and a little bit of fucking rosemary in there and some fucking parsley stems. And I seasoned that pot of fucking soup.
What is wrong with people? What is wrong? It'd be like saying, I got a headache. Well, here's an aspirin. I'll just chew some willow bark. The aspirin is better.
Yeah.
Like, it's even if the fucking willow bark helped, like, even if you'd be like, why would you want to eat a bark food? why would you? It's so natural. It tastes like fucking dirt and dead ants. Fucking straight goofballs.
Want to contact the guys? Go to dissonancepod.com to get links to their Google+, Facebook, and Twitter accounts. If you want to contact them directly, send an email to dissonance.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message at 740-74-DOUBT. That's 740-743-6828. Do you want to support the show? Go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/dissonancepod. Or click the link on the podcast homepage, and you can donate to the production of Cognitive Dissonance on a per-episode basis. If you can't spare any money, take a second to give us a 5-star review on iTunes or Stitcher, or spread the word about the show. We want to send a big, heartfelt glory hole to all the patrons and people who rate us. You fucking rock.
So also from the Patheos Progressive Secular Humanist
Blog. Can I just pause
blogs?
Before we talk about the Patheos for a second?
Yeah.
I don't have AdBlock installed.
You should have it
Mozilla,
installed.
Right? So like when my Mozilla pops up, it's not installed. On the side, I know that they don't choose who their advertisers are, right? But on the side, there's this free chat with Oranum, O-R-A-N-U-M, the spiritual community. And there's like a, it's like a fucking webcam of a psychic on the side that I can ask questions to. And then it'll take me to a place where I can pay for a free reading. On the Patheon
site.
And it's on every page. Now,
keywords
I think
fail, dude.
I think it's targeted at me because of the sites that I visit.
Right.
It pulls keywords. It doesn't pay attention. But it's it is crazy to me that you can go to a place that seems to be a bastion of reason.
Right.
And find ads for something completely unreasonable.
Right. Woo ads.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's almost like if you were the owner of the Progressive Secular Humanist blog or something, all you'd have to do is look at your shitty ads to get your next story.
And I just want to – what I want to do is I want to go in there and be like, well, look, I only – I'll ask you some questions, but you got to take off your clothes. Like that's the only way we're going to do this. And I want you – like I want you to look around the room and be like, you know – it's like one of those things when you're in the chat room and there's like the hot girl and the hot girl, whatever. It's like the dance ones where there's like the girl with the hot girl dance ones. And they're like, well – no, I can't fit the chair up my ass. Like, no, I cannot. And like asking all the different things in the room that they can fit up their ass. Like that's what I want to do to the psychic.
To the
I want
psychic,
to
be like, just treat him like
is there anything you can fit that glass up your ass? No, the one you're drinking. No, the ashtray next to you because it's full of fucking cigarette butts, Sylvia Brown. I want to see if you could shove that up your ass.
I'll give it a whirl. Anything for money, honey.
So Fox News guest, women are paid less because that's God's way.
This is Sean Hannity from Fox News, and this is the audio that goes with this particular story.
All right, welcome back to Hannity. So if you ask Hillary Clinton supporters why they're so hot for Hillary, well, you'll hear many of them talk about, you know, all sorts of nonsense like her character, experience, her commitment to equality for women.
Is that nonsense?
Wait a minute. Why is somebody's experience nonsense?
Why is there fucking a commitment to women nonsense?
They're talking about garbage like her character and experience. Well... fucking what wouldn't be nonsense? What answer to that question in your mind would not be nonsense?
The thing is Hannity only votes for length of penis. So it's like that's the only way he votes. Like he asks all the candidates to lay their cocks on the podium.
And that's it.
And right. Look, if you just got out of the pool, that's your tough luck.
He's a Herman Cain supporter because he's looking for that big black guy. <He's> like,
why didn't he vote for Obama? Oh, he's only a half breed.
He's a half, yeah.
He's a half breed, half white, half bleach.
From that fucking Manning dude.
Oh, God.
That's from somebody else. We didn't,
no, we didn't do that.
We didn't
no,
do that.
That's not
our
us.
Thing.
That's not us.
Well, we know that's just another Clinton hoax, but watch what happens when Clinton supporters find out that, as senator, she actually paid female staffers a lot less than men. Watch this.
As senator, Hillary Clinton paid women 72 cents for each dollar that she paid men.
Really?
That's actually been debunked.
I didn't know that.
It says it was a previously debunked allegations. So data debunks claim that Hillary Clinton paid women less than men. Like there's a Huffington Post article specifically and factcheck.org went after it and said, no, it's not true.
It's probably why people are surprised by it because it's not true, so it doesn't get reported.
It's just like not true.
Right.
So you can say it because you're one of those. It's like the fucking the Centennial Institute put this out. So it's like fucking.
Centennial Institute.
Right.
They must be patriots. It's almost like it'd be like if you said, like, did you know Hillary Clinton ate an Indonesian baby? You'd be like, no, because I don't
have no idea.
I'd like to check that. That doesn't seem right. Something about your claim strikes me as curious, sir.
There's no way she ate the Indonesian baby without sriracha. I just don't believe it.
I don't think she finished the whole thing.
She's like waving her hand in front of her face, like, it's really hot.
Oh my God.
The baby will burn your mouth.
Do I have to eat the bones?
It's like an ortolan or whatever those things are.
You're crunchy.
It's like crunching the bones of the baby. Delicious. You have to wear a veil when you eat it.
Because to hide your face from God?
To hide your face from God while you eat a baby? I never do. Fuck that.
I look right at his fucking eye.
I look at a cloud. I find the biggest, fluffiest cloud in the sky, and I eat a baby.
I look at, like, I try to find a cloud where, like, a little ray of sunshine is pointing through it, and I'm just like... Yeah. Fuck you,
I try to drive to that spot on the earth.
I just get underneath it.
And then I masturbate while eating a baby.
This is why none of us can ever run for politics. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Because of our record? Because of our experience?
Our experience and character. That's the problem.
Our character. Our character.
Yeah, as we day drink and record this show.
Wait, she really did that?
Yeah.
No.
I don't even know what to say right now. I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Like, why would
How would you expect somebody to react to being like? So I'm not sure what this is intended to prove. It's like, hey, we're going to give you some information. Like, react to it. Like, well, it's surprised. Like, if you don't know this is untrue information, be like, well, I'm very surprised by the information. I need a moment to process it. Like,
sure.
How is that?
Yeah. Like, what? This person is stunned silence right now.
Right.
I'm not sure I'd vote for her for that.
Hmm. That's a tough situation. I think Hillary keeps finding herself in these awkward positions where things that she said don't always match up with the actions. I mean, that makes her hypocritical, and that makes me less likely to vote for her. I mean, you know what I mean? Because it's like, why are you trying to fight for something but you're not doing it? That makes no sense.
Can't wait to find out that she took money from Saudi Arabia and other countries that treat women horribly. Here now with reaction, author of The Death of Cool, Gavin McGinnis, Fox News contributor, Tamara is back. There's a part of me that says, oh, I love Hillary. I love Hillary. Oh, yes, we can. Obama. There's like liberals are sort of like zombies.
Liberals are like zombies. I'm glad that this show is so fair and balanced and doesn't have a clear right-wing bias. How could anybody watch this and be like, oh, this seems like a...
No, he's not saying that from the right. He's saying that from the center.
Oh, I
don't
see.
Don't you understand?
I'm sorry.
He's calling liberal zombies. In the next sentence, he's going to call Republicans zombies.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, I mean, because that's how you have to
fair
react.
And balanced.
Absolutely.
They repeat what they hear, and they know... why did they say they'll vote for somebody and know nothing about the candidate? That infuriates me, because they can cancel out my vote.
Yes, we can.
Yeah,
and we
I'm
do
gonna
on occasion. Turns out, we don't only cancel your vote out. We wind up voting more than you for president.
It's happened twice recently.
Yeah, recently. Yeah.
Why do you actually believe the Washington Free Banana Peel, whatever group that did this search on Hillary Clinton?
It's actually true.
No, it's not true. It's a far-right group that took the data and manipulated it to support their position.
By the way, Obama does the same thing and pays less.
Is this where you guys now get your information, Washington Free Beacon or whatever? They're the ones, anything that's reported Hillary Clinton.
I love that she's color like it.
I know. Yeah, it's like, wash it. It's like, fuck it. It's like you found it on the bottom of a dish rag.
Right?
Like, that's where you found it. Like, you paid a fucking bum to fucking write something on the fucking, on the wrapper he houses his alcohol in. And that's what you're fucking reporting.
That's, well, way to journalism.
Yeah, exactly.
Did this, did that. There's absolutely
Tamara.
No evidence Tamara. Of this, and it's just not true.
It actually is true.
No, it's not.
Tag, you're it.
Right. Yeah. No, it is true. You're a duty head. No, you're a duty head.
Tom, I'm rubber. You're glue.
Washington Gavin. Free Banana Peel is not a legitimate
It'd be the
organization.
Washington Free Beacon, which is a legitimate newspaper. Yes.
But legitimate
Gavin,
look, there's different ways to look at the data, but the big picture here is women do earn less in America because they choose to. They would rather go to their daughter's piano recital than stay all night at work working on a you know, proposal.
What?
I love the encouragement. Like, she's what? Just like, where the fuck am I?
What
Why is this happening?
What did you just say?
Right.
This guy is awesome. Like, this is a guy who is so unplugged from fucking life.
Just, if I were, I hope that if I were ever in a situation where I were on a panel, I would just be like, keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need me to rebut you.
Yeah.
My work here is done.
I don't have to say anything.
All you need to do is just keep flapping your fucking jaw skin, stupid.
So they end up earning less. They're less ambitious. And I think this is sort of God's way. This is nature's way of saying women should be at home with the kids. They're happier there.
I hope.
And you know what he said right after to the woman? He's like, go bake me a fucking muffin. Bake me a muffin with the exact amount of blueberries in it as the next fucking muffin. Get on it right now. What are you doing sitting there?
You're
unambitious until it comes to muffins. That's the only ambition you have in life is muffins and shitting children out. That's it.
That's it.
That's what you get to do.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It's all outstanding. A fucking out loud and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's God's way of saying, back in the kitchen, you filthy whore.
Oh, God. It's awesome. He's just like, fucking, they should be home. And I think he says right afterwards, I'm pretty sure he says they should be home with kids.
Yeah.
That your viewers do not take you sir, seriously.
There's a great book you should read. It's called Why Men Earn More, and it's all about women choosing to put family over work, and that's why they earn less.
Having a choice does not mean that you're less ambitious, and your comments are absolutely deplorable. Sean, I would like
less
you...
Less ambitious in the workplace.
I would like you to adjust this. You're a father. You have a daughter.
If you were a real feminist, you would support housewives and see them as the heroes,
you
and women who work wasting their time.
What?
What?
What does that even mean?
What did he just say that?
How do you get there? And the thing is like women who really are feminist support both stay-at-home moms or, you know, whatever it is, even just like, and not even stay-at-home moms, just like fucking a woman who doesn't want to work, who wants to be, you know, the husband makes enough money and the woman doesn't have to work or whatever. They support them just as much as they support somebody who's the exact opposite, who's working and the man doesn't have to work.
Right. It's choice.
It's just a choice.
The whole point of feminism in the workplace as a concept is that there isn't anything special about a woman's gender that means that she should have less or different choices
right.
than a man. So that's the extent of that conversation. So however you structure your fucking family is nobody's business but that fucking family. The point is that you should not be pigeonholed as a result of your gender into being the one who works or the one who stays home, regardless of whether you're male or female. That is the sort of like prototypical feminine position on that.
Right.
Feminist position. Not feminine position. Although I'm interested in feminine positions.
Feminine position. I like that. It's better than the Spanish Inquisition.
It's much better than the Spanish Inquisition. Although they all might invite a little tie-up play. I don't know.
Admittedly, no one expects the feminine position too. So.
Now, the concern, obviously, is if this isn't bottled up in San Francisco, this kind of nonsense, then it's going to be spreading across the entire fruited plain, and you're going to be going to your Burger King in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're going to have a rainbow-colored wrapper for your Whopper.
Oh, gosh. This is hilarious. This is from Right Wing Watch. Brian Fisher, incest has been normalized and legalized in Pennsylvania thanks to gay marriage.
Normalized, huh?
Yeah.
No kidding.
In Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, in Pennsylvania.
That great bastion of liberalism. Pennsylvania.
That place that has beer stores.
Right.
What a weird. Isn't that weird?
It is so weird.
At least where I visited, I don't know if I think it's a statewide thing. I've been told it's a statewide thing, although I don't know.
Yeah, there's state liquor laws.
But it's like there's like a weird liquor law that you have to go into a fucking
beer store. Which is separate from your spirits.
Yeah.
Store.
Like you have to go to a bar to get like a liquor. Like if you want to get a Maker's Mark or something, you have to go to a bar or a specific liquor type store. But if you want to get beer, you have to go to like a beer store.
And is it like a regular liquor store like you would recognize from here that just has beer?
It's just like,
or is it like a sad gray concrete
it's
room?
It's like a weird air. Like the ones I've been to have been concrete. Now I don't know what else there is, but it almost seems like a fucking DMV type beer store.
That's how it is in Canada. When I was in Canada, I went to Ontario to go fishing. And it was like, welcome to the place where you can buy beer. And it was Canadian sad beer, too. So you're like, I wouldn't go here. Like, I get Labatt. At the end of the day, like, that's what you're walking out the door with? Like, it's just sad combined with sad.
Just all sad.
It's everything on
just
it was
all
just
of
depressing.
The sad.
Right.
Yeah. Look, Pennsylvania is such a fucked up, weird state. Like
I can't.
That.
Yeah. And it's also like, what is there in Pennsylvania to do other than incest? You know?
No,
like,
I mean,
not even. Like, it's like,
it's
all right.
It's like he's fucking knocking on their national pastime. You know what I mean? It's like fucking, this is the state hobby.
I was going to say it's on their state flag.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah. There's like a fucking mom fucking a son on their state flag. The Pennsylvania state flag. Has clearly and it even has arrows. It says mom and son. It says it right there.
God.
See, there's no mistaking it.
God.
You know, this is Brian Fisher. We're going to let him describe exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about incest and Pennsylvania. So, and it's related to gay marriage. So Brian Fisher on Brian Fisher's show, whatever the hell.
We talk about pedophilia is coming. Bestiality is going to be down the road. And we've talked about incest. And I think incest is maybe going to be one of the dominoes that's soon to fall. In fact, it already has in Pennsylvania. This is an amazing story here, but it's about two men, Norman MacArthur and Bill Novak. Now, same-sex marriage was illegal in Pennsylvania, so they wanted to make some kind of arrangements for a will in the future and property, joint property and all that. So they decided that one of them would adopt the other. So from a legal standpoint, I don't even know why the state of Pennsylvania allowed that, because they're grown men when this happens. A pretty foolish and moronic, if you ask me, but they allowed it. So one of these men who were basically the same age, they're in their 70s together today, and one of them was allowed to adopt the other, so the one of them became legally the son of the other. So now they're in a father-son relationship.
That misunderstands what is going on with the reason why they're even trying to do this is because they don't have rights.
Right. Like, that's exactly like what I would have tweeted this out and put on the Facebook. It's like, you're misunderstanding the assignment. Like, yeah. The only reason they had to go through these bizarre sort of backward machinations to protect their fucking property rights and their and other rights is because we don't have gay marriage legalized, because they didn't have another avenue by which to protect themselves legally. So they had to go through this. This is they were never really father and son.
And they didn't want to do this. They didn't set out to be like, hey, you know what we should do? They said, hey, you know what we really need to do is protect our rights.
Right.
And how do we do that in the current system? Because we can't do it in a way that would be preferable, which is where we actually have equal rights.
Right.
Because we don't.
Exactly.
So how do we fucking get around that? What fucking legal loophole can I do to make sure that I can actually fucking get you my stuff when I die?
Exactly.
How does that work?
Exactly. Exactly. It's so, and like, it's not incest because they're not really father and son. They were never, they were two grown dudes.
Look, that's like getting a blowjob from your stepmom. It's not illegal. It's just a little frowned down upon. That's all. And only a little bit, probably just from your dad. That's it. That's the only person who cares.
But it's a homosexual relationship. So now you have someone who is legally a father sleeping, enjoying carnal relations with somebody who legally is his son. What is that? That's incest.
But not naturally. Not naturally his son. So, so what about all the people who have, like, fucking baby play in the bedroom, right? Where they're, like, fucking, they're like, da-da, give me a ba-ba and fucking change my diaper or whatever,
right?
What about those people?
Well, I'm sure he would hate on those people, too.
They're pretending to have a relationship that they don't actually have. Yeah. That's all they're doing.
Yeah. And they're only doing this, and again, it's, like, the most important part of the whole fucking thing.
Tell me, even if they're doing it. Even if they fucking buy into it,
right?
Even if they absolutely buy into the fact that one of them is a dad and one of them is a son, it doesn't matter because it doesn't make them a dad and a son.
Right.
I don't care how much you believe in it, it's never going to happen. I don't care how much I believe in the force, I can't lift your bottle over there. No matter what
so
I do.
Are you saying that paperwork can't change genetic?
Oh God, give me a break.
Really? So are you saying that no matter what words I write on a piece of paper, in any order.
In any order.
In any order.
Sure.
They can't actually create a father and son relationship.
No matter what you do,
that's a naturalistic biological relationship.
Yeah, unless you have some kind of fucking magic paper.
Well,
turns out
no, I don't have any magic paper.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hmm. I sold that to the beans. I sold all three of those things.
It's fucking Harry Potter bullshit.
Now that marriage is legal in Pennsylvania because of judicial activism, they went to court, dissolved their adoptive arrangements, so they're no longer father and son. Now they're just two single guys.
So now they're not father and son.
Which is awesome.
Right.
And because they didn't have to do it anymore.
Right. So now they're not father and son anymore. So, like, if your whole argument rested on this legalistic argument, then before they got married, they went and they dissolved their fucking father and son relationship. And then they got married. So it's the whole thing was a legalistic argument. It was never a naturalistic argument.
Right.
And so they went through these this guy is such a fucking bad thinker.
Well, he still has 45 seconds left of thinking.
Well, he's not going to do a very good job.
Living together, and now they're scheduling a marriage ceremony this summer. Now, my point is, now you have the normalization through the homosexual agenda and through public officials that just are not paying attention or aren't committed to doing the right thing and the best thing. Now you're going to have incest has been normalized and legalized, and now in Philadelphia, or in Pennsylvania, a father and a son, this is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, a father and a son will be allowed to enter into a homosexual marriage. Again, as we said, now incest is being normalized. There is just no place to stop.
No, that's a perfect place to stop, it turns out.
Literally.
Right at your fucking corner of bad thinking avenue.
He's so bad at this.
I mean, really,
so
he's saying it out loud.
Right.
And you got to ask yourself,
the people that are listening, are you nodding your heads with him and saying, yeah, now incest is fucking, they're going to totally. And the reason why he's doing it is because he wants to demonize it, right? He wants to make everybody think that this is such an awful thing that getting a gay marriage is going to lead to fucking lobsters in the future or whatever it is that they're going to say, right? And so it's going to lead to this awful shit. And here's the next link. Here's the next rung on the ladder for us to show you that this is a bad thing and it's going to lead to more and more bad things down the road. It's this is fucking – this is boiling frog, slippery slope, whatever you want to call
that nonsense,
it.
Yeah.
This is we're falling off into the fucking cliff. No, you don't understand why they did it. You clearly don't. Or you do, but you're just ignoring the fact why they did.
Lord, we just ask to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Open hearts, Lord. Open hearts.
This story comes from news.com.au. Mom charged with murder after diluting her breast milk. So this is just a really, really sad story. This woman was not producing enough breast milk to feed her newborn daughter, and she decided to dilute the breast milk with water. And as a result, the 10-week-old baby died of water intoxication. The reason that it's ending up here, because evidently this is a thing, where people don't have enough resources to pay for formula. They water down their formula. They water down breast milk because they call it formula stretching to reduce feedings or to, you know, squeeze every last dollar.
Yeah.
That shit's fucking expensive, dude. Formula is fucking ridiculous.
And kids, that this is a growing time for them.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, so
they need a tremendous amount of all that stuff.
Right.
And this is a rookie mistake by the infant. There's no way to get swole this way. I mean, no matter how hard you try, you can't water that stuff down. You've got it. There's no way.
Right. Protein, bro.
Gotta go. Bro. Rookie mistake, bro. God, it's like using your back when you're doing squats.
Right?
What the fuck
Come
is
on,
wrong
dude.
With you?
Fucking straighten up.
It's like you're an infant or something.
You don't know. Do you even life, bro?
Oh, no.
So this baby is like 2.5 months old, and there was no back fat. The backbone was protruding out of this kid.
Gosh.
It's starving to death. I mean, it's a starving to death.
Well, it was
baby.
On its cut cycle. It wasn't on its bulk cycle. That was the problem.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
It's getting shredded. That baby died, but he had sweet abs. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Those babies will do anything to get in that perfect dress. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. So, you know, but the reason this story is making it to our show, so we can make the worst jokes.
Oh, so we get with the worst baby jokes ever.
Is because the mom, instead of going to a doctor, she shared her concerns with the spiritual advisor. And her husband refused to let his wife seek medical assistance and chose to pray for the child instead. And this is a family that is described as highly religious. They didn't get any prenatal care. They didn't get any postnatal care. They didn't give vitamins that somebody bought for her.
They decided to pray instead.
Right.
And it's like, look, you know, we understand that there may be some problems with somebody who doesn't have enough money for formula, et cetera, or they're not producing enough breast milk, and maybe they're just trying to figure out the best way in which to, you know, distribute that breast milk because they don't know any better. And I understand that there's problems with that. And those are systemic problems that maybe, you know, you should deal with in a different way. But clearly the problem stemmed from not getting help.
Yeah, right.
So
not getting help from the right resource. Well,
yeah,
right?
There's two different things. The last story we were talking about, where people go to somebody and they don't know how to help, and this is the exact same thing, right? This is someone who went to someone and said, "How do I fix this? How do I help my baby?"
Right.
Well, you need to pray for it. Well, you didn't fucking help them. You actually killed that baby. You didn't. It's not that you didn't help them. You wound up doing the exact opposite of helping them.
Right. You know, and it should be that the person who gave the advice, that because they're acting in – I mean, I have to think, like, I'm sorry, but you're acting in a medical role at this point.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody came to me and said, like, my baby's fucking sick. What do I do? And instead of me doing the responsible thing and saying, like, you know, I'm really not sure because I'm not a medical professional. Let's take you to the doctor and get a professional opinion about this. If I said, like, well, you should fucking feed your baby arrowroot or whatever fucking gobbledygook nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, I should be charged with that because I'm practicing medicine without a license at the very least. It's what they're doing is they're suggesting neglect, When you suggest prayer over intervention and medicine, you are suggesting, you are advocating for parental neglect.
Sure.
That is what your position is. Your position is neglect. And how is that not criminal?
A long black cock, a long black cock, long black cock.
So, this is one of those stories that, like, you read it, and you're like, well, since we solved all the other problems.
No kidding, right? Yeah. You know, in Yemen.
Yeah,
we solved all our problems.
All the other problems.
All
it's
our
a
problems.
Fucking utopia.
Yeah, exactly.
This is from the BBC News. Why some people are blaming war for women on bikes. And I read that article. I read that fucking headline. I'm like, wait, we have to blame somebody for women on bikes? Like, because if you said, like, hey, Cecil, who do we blame for women on bikes? You'd be like, that doesn't even make sense. Right? You'd be
like, who do we blame for squirrels in trees?
I don't even know.
I don't even know where to start.
There's no blame.
Yeah.
I don't.
Evolution? I don't even know.
We have to.
I think we have to blame the bicycle creator.
Right.
Whoever that is, fucking George Bicycle.
We knew he was going to invent something. That's why we named him Two Cycle.
It's not George, it's Jorge.
Don't be ridiculous.
He wasn't from the United States.
Right. No. Yeah. Well, we've Americanized him because he's a hero.
Sure, yeah, because he's a hero for all the bikes. So they're going to be like, excuse me, Carl von Dreyas invented the bicycle in 1817. I just want you to know. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
Awesome.
No,
Thanks for the email.
Not fucking George Bicycle.
Oh,
fuck.
Man.
I totally thought I nailed that one.
Oh, God. Cecil, it's... Oh, God. We should research this a little bit more.
Fucking totally thought I nailed George Bicycle. God damn it.
And that's how I've been answering that Trivial Pursuit question all these years.
Yeah, and they keep giving me the pie piece. I have no idea why.
I just eat the pie pieces anyway. I don't care.
Like, I thought you got like 4 pie pieces.
But, like, I bring out the Trivial Pursuit.
Like, I did. I thought they were M&Ms. I didn't know.
Yeah, like, Tom, you're not supposed to fill those with cherry filling. They're plastic. don't fucking tell me how to eat a pie.
I've been eating pies all my life.
Listen.
I called my spiritual director.
Yeah, that's he said. And they told me.
So anyway, Yemen. Fucking war-torn Yemen.
War-torn Yemen. Yeah. So, like, nothing is going right in Yemen. Like... Yemen's not a place you want to be.
Right.
It's not Beverly Hills. Like, this is not the place you want to be. But people are, like, fucking freaking out because women are riding bicycles. They're riding bicycles because there's a fucking gas shortage because there's a fucking war in Yemen.
There's no way to get around. You're
so
fucked. You're stuck.
Right. So there's the pictures of the bike ride. So there was a fucking bike ride and some photos were posted. It's like fucking like 3 people on bicycles. They said the turnout was very small. There's a photo of it. It's seriously 3 fucking women clad head to fucking toe.
Yeah, they look like ninjas. They look like bike riding ninjas is what they look like.
It's 100%. They're in the desert wearing fucking black riding a bicycle.
It looks unpleasant.
Dude, I couldn't ride fucking 100 yards wearing black in the desert. I would fucking die of lard exhaustion.
Well, some people, the person doesn't believe that those are actually women. I want to read this.
Oh, yeah.
Under each photo, hundreds of angry comments filled the timeline. This can't be real. These images were photoshopped, commented one Yemeni man. And thinking, fucking, you don't have to Photoshop a woman dressed as a man, it turns out.
Yeah, right?
Or a man dressed as a woman. That's fucking real easy not to Photoshop. You could just dress as a woman.
Yeah, you don't need Photoshop whatsoever in this equation.
And in this equation, it's really easy to dress like a woman because all you got to do is wear a black sack and a mask and you look like a woman.
This is fucking depressing.
I mean, if you with women's undergarments and strategically placed tissue paper, you could easily pass as a woman in that culture.
For sure. Saying,
I could fucking pass as a woman in that culture, and I have a beard.
I know, right?
Like, I have a fucking beard, and I could be like, yeah, no problem. No issue.
Right, like...
Because I look like goddamn Cobra Commander. You can't see anything but my eyes. How would you know if I wore fake eyelashes and covered up my hands well?
Right.
That's or maybe I just look like that dude off Seinfeld. Check out
Seinfeld, right?
Like fucking
a fucking man hands.
Be like, oh, okay. There you go, bro. Here's your bicycle.
That's it. As long as you don't say anything, and no one's expecting you to say anything as a woman in Yemen anyway.
I don't have to fist anybody and say, bro, I'm fine.
Fist bump. Fist is fine,
whatever,
too.
Hey.
Fist is fine.
Whatever gets your ball rolling, my friend.
Everybody I fist, I say bro to.
I'm not here to judge you.
That's how it turns out.
I am just here to judge you.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So this story comes in a friendly atheist blog. Catholic priest, atheism sucks because the godless don't have cool hats like religious people. And this is a very tongue-in-cheek argument that the guy is making.
Absolutely.
He's just joking around. But it's really funny, actually. He says basically that atheists aren't fun.
Yeah.
And then he cites all the fun stuff. He says, like, when I read this, I thought, like, is he actually on the side of atheism? And I kind of mean it, because here's a quote from him. He says, I mean, what can be more tiresome than someone who's always rabbiting on about facts or evidence?
I think he's against it, because at one point he's like, the Jews have fun too. They have festivals with lots of good food and laughter and dancing, and the guys let their hair grow and those crazy curls on their head, and they have hats, very good hats, and we have hats too. We have hats with cool names like mitres and biretas and zucchettos. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing any of those right. Doesn't matter. But he basically saying is like, name one atheist in a hat, just one. See, you can't. And he's trying to be clever. He's trying to be funny.
He's trying to be funny.
But again, it goes back to the. I mean, it's painting with a broad brush, just like we do, right?
Sure,
it's painting
right.
with a broad brush. It's saying, oh, well, all these unfun atheists. They're just so unfun.
Right.
They don't know how to go out and have fun. It's like, an atheist never had a feast, or an atheist never laughed, or an atheist never, you know, because they automatically assume the only thing that consumes them is their idea that there is no belief in God.
Right.
And like, that's just a ridiculous position. But you can clearly see that he's just trying to have fun with it.
He is.
But their hats are ridiculous. That's what I want to talk about.
I know.
I don't care about the rest of his shit.
The argument's a non-argument. It's a silly thing. He's just being a goofball.
But you're an idiot if you think those hats are fucking cool. Those are the fucking weirdest looking hats I've ever seen. You look like a fucking road cone. Are you kidding me? I would literally rather wear a road cone on my head than this fucking spade-looking thing that the Pope is walking around in.
They all, like, all those hats look like the cone of shame.
They do.
Like, they all look like a fucking dog can't lick
Absolutely.
His balls cone.
Absolutely.
Like, and I gotta tell you, like, any religion that fucking forcibly makes me wear a hat that does not allow me to lick my balls,
oh my
if
gosh.
I had that option.
I know.
Yeah. I would be like, well, fuck, I'm
that's
licking
why
my...
That's why you need the little boys.
Oh, God.
Come on, Tom. They can't reach it with the hat on there.
Oh, no. And I also think, like, if your argument for religion is that priests dress cool...
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture? Have you seen the weird lacy dresses you guys
then
wear?
Why not be like a medievalist? Because there's nothing more badass than like a suit of armor or something.
Sure,
right?
Right?
Or be like a paramilitary guy. Those guys dress really cool. Be a fucking ninja guy.
Right. The strength of your belief system, if it rides on how cool you look, and you're a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
Maybe all your mirrors are broken because you're seriously the least cool looking.
You look like a lame wizard. You look like the weak sauce wizard that everybody kind of pushes around and dumps the spell books.
You get a feeling that you could seriously beat up every priest you've ever met.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like at once.
Yeah.
Like simultaneously, like fucking Neo with fucking the Smiths all around.
That's why Fight Club made the joke about the priest in there. You know what I mean? Like there's that whole bit where the priest is getting pushed around and
yes,
it becomes
right,
part of the fucking
right.
Fight Club. Because it's like you would never expect it.
Exactly.
Because they're all just, you're like, what are you wearing?
Exactly.
Is that what you're wearing today?
That's like ridiculous.
You're
wearing a gilded robe.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? You are wearing a gilded bathrobe to work today. That's it. And a fucking
and a
weird
scarf.
Penis cone.
And a scarf and a penis cone. And you're waving around a stick that looks like a giant cross.
And you have somebody supposed to take you seriously? You're like, well, hang on a minute. First, I have to fucking swing an incense ball around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you'll know that it's almost time for us to really get serious.
Because then we're going to eat a cracker and drink some wine.
Yeah,
and that's when we get it on.
That's how we know. Yeah. And are we going to appeal to young people that, like, well, you atheists not having any fun, come to Mass next Sunday. That'll be the super fun.
I think they should put the priests in kilts.
There you go.
Not only would they be cool, it's easier access for the kids.
I think you were onto something earlier. I think we should have fight priests. Like, instead of a fight club, we should just have fucking UFC priests. They get in there. They can even have the scepters.
Yeah, they got to be dressed in the full outfit.
Right.
It's like fighting in a gi. You know what I mean?
Like, you got to... You can grab hold of it, leverage it.
Like they're putting them in like elaborate chokes based on like the vestments around their neck. It'd be awesome.
The friar can like pull that fucking cord.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Like use it like a fucking nunchuck. There you go.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, you want the, what you really want is like the flagellants. Those people come in with like actual chains and whips.
I always have flagellants.
I have a prolapsed anus. I have so much flagellants. So I want to thank our most recent patrons, Emily, Don, Rachel, Petri, Vicky, Jeff, Patrick, Nathaniel, Doug, Brian, Shane, and Ron. Thank you all so much for your generous donations. We also want to thank Steven for giving a one-time donation via PayPal. Thank you all so much for your generous donations. We're super happy when people donate. And we're actually trying to put out a little more content via Patreon. We wound up last week recording in Glory Hole Studios again. We're recording again this week, and there's going to be a ton of extra content this week. We posted 10 minutes of extra content last week for patrons only, and we're posting again. I think there should be plenty of content this week that we're also going to post specifically that's patron only.
And that should be an increasing feature of the show as we get together more often. Yeah, we find that the shows tend to run a little longer.
Yeah.
And drinkier.
Drinkier.
And, you know, remember that the Patreon dollars that you guys send into us, they help us do things like support charities. Like the charity we're working on right now is the food bank for the gentleman doing the bike ride, or the, not bike ride, but
motorcycle ride.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cross Don. Country, 8,000 miles he's trying to go, Don, to raise money for the food bank in Georgia. So, you know, that's your money doesn't just go to chicken wings.
Yeah, as of right now, we're into that right now for $500.
Absolutely.
But we want to make sure we're into it for $2,000.
That's
so
the goal.
We'd like you to go to our website, dissonancepod.com. You can click on the this particular episode. This is 228, and you can find a link. You could also find it on 226, I believe, a link to Don's GoFundMe page for the food bank that is in Statesboro, Georgia. And so we're trying to make sure that that food bank gets enough money so that that as time goes on, they don't have to go into deficit each month.
Right.
Because they're going into deficit each month because they have to pay for electricity and other things. And they're going into deficit. We want to try to put them on a nice, smooth path. So if Don can make it to $2,500, we're going to drop in $2,000.
Yep.
So we're committed at this point. We'd love to donate that money, but we need to make sure that they get plenty of money out of this. So you can double your dollars, your donation dollars right now if you go to the GoFundMe page and donate to Don. We got a couple of Nebraska emails. The first one is from Mark, and it says, Nebraska, yep. 2 hours in on Google Maps. There has to be something interesting here. Click, click, click. Nope. Again. Click. Nope. Again. It's like, I wonder if looking at Nebraska counts as cruel and unusual punishment. It does. It's actually used as enhanced interrogation technique, and they used it several times.
Looking at Nebraska is nowhere near as bad as looking at the people that live in Nebraska.
It's true. That's very
true. So just be thankful that Google Maps probably didn't give you a lot of close-up views.
Will also sent a message about Nebraska.
Said, gentlemen, as a born and bred Nebraskan native, I was disappointed in your mockery of the state. While Tom's estimation of a couple dozen in the state is off, I'll have you know the county I live in has almost 5,000 people in our 600 square miles. My hometown of 1,000 people. That was the graduating class of my high school.
Yeah.
Has 5 to 6 churches and one bar. However, we only have to drive 27 miles for a fast food restaurant, Walmart, which is a godsend, to marvel at the wonders of a stoplight.
Did he say fast food restaurant Walmart?
Well, I think he's saying fast food restaurant or a Walmart.
Or Walmart. Yeah. I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
As far as airports, we have more airports and landing strips than you can imagine. Spraying weed killer and free thought control is very efficient when the dusters are low. As for those really high-flying, shiny birds that fart skinny clouds, I have no idea. Our state capitol has 4 huge gates in the Lincoln Airport. Thanks for your review of our state. That's pretty great. The part of this that's amazing to me is he had to drive 30 miles to find couscous. Couscous is not a weird ethnic food.
Right.
It's little pasta.
Yeah, I know. It's like tiny pasta.
That's all it is.
It's tiny pasta.
Yeah. It's not like a weird grain from outer space.
That's awesome, man.
It's not tamarind paste.
No.
You know what I mean?
Exactly,
it's not
right.
Like,
yeah. It's not even like fucking like one of those like other like ancient grains or something.
Right. It's not like I'm trying to think like amaranth.
It's or like quinoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking. It's like just. It's
just
pasta.
Couscous.
It's pasta.
Where does he have to go to get something as exotic as ziti?
New York. Right? We got an image about last time's onions and toxicity from Galen. We're going to post it on this week's show notes.
Very funny.
Check it out at dissonancepod.com, episode 228. We got a great joke, Mitch Hedberg joke about a $1,200 pen.
Yeah, so this is Mitch Hedberg's joke. It says, I bought a $7 pen because I always lose pens, and I got sick of not caring.
R.I.P., bro.
That's great. Dude, that's awesome, man.
That guy's awesome. This is from Wolf. And Wolf says, he's talking about the Sharia law in Walmart, where the supposedly the person who was of Muslim or Islamic religion couldn't give alcohol because it was against their religion, but that wasn't the case. They were underage.
Right.
But he says there's a concept in law in some countries, and it's not about – I don't think that it's in the U.S. It says – He says, let's say the employee was Muslim and didn't want to sell alcohol for some reason. Walmart can make a reasonable accommodation to allow him not to sell alcohol as long as there were other cashiers ready to sell the alcohol. In this, like in the case of the UK last year, this is completely different from the bakery that refuses to sell wedding cakes to gays. The closest might be if a baker had five chefs, one doesn't choose to do the wedding cakes, but the other four do. The business could still make a reasonable accommodation for those who don't want to bake cakes for gays, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a great way to look at it, right? Like, and this is why, you know, it's not going to happen in the United States, because the thing is like, if you're going to make a reasonable accommodation, let's say we're talking about birth control now. Let's say we're talking about something important,
right?
Because alcohol isn't important,
right?
Whether you have to call another person over to get alcohol because you are mildly inconvenienced for 25 seconds is a ridiculous idea compared to the fact that people will use this to not sell birth control. Let's
sure,
say,
right?
Right? Let's put it in the birth control realm. Let's say there's four pharmacists back there. There's two of them who are very religious and will not sell birth control because they don't think that either birth control or let's say they won't sell the plan B or
right.
day after pill, whatever it is.
Fucking.
They decide they're not going to sell it. Well, the other two can come in and fill in. But that's not what the people who are making these laws want.
Right.
They don't want personal freedom of religion of these people. What they want is to stop selling the birth control.
Right.
They want their beliefs writ large over the entire populace.
Exactly what they want.
They yep. don't want – they're not – they're promoting it as, oh, we want to protect the religious freedom of these yahoos that are in these positions to be able to refuse this stuff. But what they're really saying is – everybody is not – no one is going to get this stuff. There's not a single person who's going to get it because we're going to be able to control who can get it.
Yep.
It's not about personal belief. It's about stopping it with a broad brush.
Yeah. And you can already hear the argument of the right-wing nuts who would say, you know, like, well, what about in, you know, Camden County, Missouri or something? Like, do I have to go hunting around my business to find some secular person to run every shift, you know, and who's going to pay for that in order to – And it's like, oh, yeah, all right. It's just this fucking myopic, hate-filled world.
Yeah, yeah. Tom, we got a message from Harley who was mad at us that we made him side with Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, if you will. He says, although his assertion that the Apple Watch will make Obamacare redundant is frankly absurd. However, there is so much medical technology and development that is in the not too distant future that we will be able to diagnose many, many illnesses from home with the external devices that hook up to smartphones. So, and that's true.
Yeah, I think that that's probably the case. But, you know, like you say, the point is, like, once you know there's a problem, you still need to do something to fix the problem.
Yep.
You know, be like, hey, man, your transmission's out. Oh, good. Is it fixed? No. I just told you that it's
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Like you said to me earlier, just because you have a check engine light doesn't mean you have a mechanic light.
Right. It's like, okay, well, that's great, but you still need to go fix it.
You need a thing to fix it. Yeah.
Knowing is half the battle.
In this case, knowing could be even less than half the battle. You're going to be like, you got cancer. Fuck.
Well, I got a cool watch.
Yeah. Or you got a fucking yeast infection.
Right.
Well, better spackling some good fucking garlic
in there.
Throw some
garlic up that thing.
Oh, we got a message from Lauren, and he showed us. Okay, so we were talking about this is a while back. We were talking about having sex in Geo Metros because Tom and I both own Geo Metros, the tiniest car in human existence.
Yeah,
it's probably not, but it felt very small to me.
A 3-cylinder engine.
It was a very small car. He sent us a picture of his car. It was a Lada. And a Lada is a Russian piece of crap car. Not just any Lada, but a lime green fucking Lada. That's what he drove. And he said, I call it a fucking Lada, but you do not you need any special abilities in mathematics to count the number of times I got ass in that car. I got ass in that car exactly none of the times. Oh, so he sent us a picture of this green, shitty looking car. No, man. You know what? I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what, though. Here's the thing. You pull up to a beach nowadays in that car with a beard, a six pack of fucking Pabst Blue Ribbon, you're going home with some tail.
That's true.
You're going home with something.
It's got ironic detachment written all over it.
It's got hipster. You will get all the hipster girls.
Right.
They'll be like, oh my God, he drives a Lada.
Oh my God, that's so Eastern Europe.
I've never even heard of this brand of car. It's like driving an Oratron. Like, you're like, I've never heard of that car. That's not, is that a car made by humans? Where did that come from? I don't even know. It's like he drives a Mitzelplix. Like, fucking, it's not even a thing.
Yeah. He put a longboard on that thing, and he's fucking set to go.
Yeah. This is interesting. This is from Wolf again. Tom, do you want to read this?
Sure. It says, I remember a story, not sure if it's true, but it's so fitting about the culture argument. It was when Britain took over India. There were conflicts with Indian laws, such as it was tradition to burn the wife, even if alive, on her husband's funeral pyre. When the British charged some of them to be executed for doing this, they claimed that the British had no right to do so and that it was their culture. To which the British said, it's your culture to burn the wife of a deceased husband, and it's our culture to execute those who would burn a dead husband's wife. No idea if that's true.
I don't either, yeah.
But it is a great summation.
Sure.
Right? Like, some things are wrong.
Yeah.
And we can have conversations about what things are right and what thing, and not everything. You can't just say, like, oh, we're doing barbaric shit because of culture.
Yeah. Also, I think both of these things are barbaric, but that's just me.
Sure.
Yeah.
executing people, also taking over another nation, like colonizing another nation.
Might be a
like
little
the British
barbaric.
Did, that is barbaric. No. Right.
Yeah. We got a long letter. This is from Price. And Price was very nice about how he had just found our show from Thinking Atheist and then talked a lot about sort of the show and sort of our roles on it. And it was a very nice email. So thank you very much. Anyway, Price says at the bottom, he says, oh, and Tom, please let Cecil know that his both, I guess I'm supposed to say both, but I'm going to say it like I fucking say it, both. Both stole his L from his woof. And I said, I don't say woof. I don't say woof because I want to. I don't say woof because I can't say wolf. I say woof because when I was in high school, there was a kid. We were talking. We just had this conversation. And this kid said woof. And I was like, what's a woof? And he's like a fucking woof, like a woof. And I was like, what's a woof? I thought he was talking about a dog. I had no idea what he was talking about. A fucking woof. And he's like, no, like a fucking wild woof. You know, like the wolves that go, and I was like, a wolf? And he said, yeah, a woof. And so from that point on, I had changed how I spoke. I'm like, no,
because it's amazing.
I'm like, woof is way better than wolf.
Right.
Like, woof is a superior way to say wolf. It's woof. And it's always better to say wolf man than wolf man. It's a wolf man.
It's a wolf man.
It's a fucking wolf man.
I remember the first time I can remember hearing you talk about that was when we watched Day After Tomorrow. The movie Day After Tomorrow.
Wolves?
And there's fucking, we reviewed that for Everyone's a Critic, I think.
Yeah.
And there was fucking wolves that were like walking around
the
in the ice.
The wolves are all
whatever.
Running around. Yeah. And they're like, but they were like running faster than the cold.
Yeah, it was fucking retarded. That movie was so retarded. But I remember hearing you kept calling them wolves and it cracked my shit up,
funny.
But I had no idea why
it's
you did it.
It's just funny. I just think it's funny. But anyway, both. It's fucking both, dude. There's both. And the thing is like, I've always said both. It's like there's an L in there. It's just always been there. And I think it might be a Midwestern thing, like both.
Maybe
I think
it might I'm going to listen to how other people say it now.
Because I've never said both. Both of them.
Both.
Both of them. It just sounds weird to me. I don't know.
British.
Yeah, maybe fucking.
It's like
take your fucking vitamins and ride your goddamn double decker stupid bus, whatever the fuck they call those things. Lorries or.
No. It's a bus.
Is it a. It's a lift. Isn't that what it is?
A lift is an elevator, isn't it? Or a. Tall shoe?
It's a tall shoe.
It's a tall shoe.
That's a platform.
That's a lift. I'm wearing lifts.
We got a message from, this is from Cam, and Cam asks us, are you guys going to KED? I think it's QED.
It's QED.
Unless they change the name.
I'm not going to, I'll tell you what, if the question is, are you going to KED?
No.
The answer is no.
But we are planning right now, as it stands, October 2016, to be in the UK for QED.
So that's the plan.
That's
a lot
plan.
Could happen between now and October.
That's a long time between now and then.
Yeah.
But that's our plan.
Cecil could get tired of me, and the show could collapse
under
its massive weight.
If the show ends between now and then, probably not going, turns out. Yeah, I'm going to go to fucking Paris instead or something. I'm going to go do something else. I mean, it's not like your fucking country isn't great. It's just I'd much rather be in a better one.
I would not go to London.
We got a message. This is from General J.D., who we ran into. Is he a colonel? Lieutenant Colonel J.D.? Is that what he is?
I don't know if he's...
Whatever he is, he commands salutes.
Yeah,
so
if he's a colonel... He can cure a fucking yeast infection.
That's true. Absolutely.
Because he's got the 11 herbs and spices.
He has
in
to
there.
Carry them in his knapsack.
So
on
he
his
can
back
just
or whatever.
Right up in the. Yeah.
Both of them. But in any case, JD sent us a message and he said, I hope this message finds you well. He said, concerning your segment on last episode about Pastor Manning and his rant about the half breed, half bleached, half black, half white president, he refers to black people as Hamites. And white people as J-fights, I guess I'm saying, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Who cares?
Raised as an evangelical Presbyterian, I was taught by my parents that because Ham saw his father Noah naked, he was cursed with black skin, and that I, as a white person, was descended from Japheth. At age 10, I realized that it was probably some bullshit, so I didn't even ask who descended from the third son, Shem. It's like, that's where we got dogs from? Like, wait, what is a third son?
Isn't that one of the three stooges?
It's like Asians. Like, fucking, shit is one of the three stooges. That's Shem.
That's Shem. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just to put a P at the
just,
end.
It just took thousands of years to get to Shem, and then the bloodline died.
Sure, yeah. Right when they're in the middle of the ocean, they're all going, But he says, as for Obama, curing teen pregnancy. Now, this is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You got the spell wrong. He waves his dick around and yells, fetus deletus. And then he says, that's just simple wizard science. JD is awesome.
That's terrific.
JD is
great. That's so funny. Thank you, man.
And speaking of wizard science, Tom, we got a very long letter from Elise. And Elise sent us a bunch of different spells that she thought up about basically just spells that revolve around Obama waving his dick around and casting things out.
So let me read these. She came up with some doozies here. Osama Kedvara, this fellow Obama used to kill bin Laden in 2011.
Oh, no.
Expecto Padronum. I think that one's great. A protective charm that summons drones.
Oh, I don't know that that's a protective charm.
Not for those under the drone.
No.
Barakium Amundo heals broken presidential promises.
Oh.
And I like this one. Aloha Amora. The charm intended to convince citizens that Obama was born in Kenya and not Hawaii.
I think it should be the other way around because he would wave his cock and try to convince everybody
that he was
from Hawaii.
He wouldn't say Kenya. He would say I'm from Hawaii.
We wound up getting a message from KJ, and KJ said, first of all, I'm a black atheist man living in Tennessee.
I'm so sorry.
I know. Oh. Yeah, absolutely. God, fucking the smell down there. I found that podcast. He's talking about the last episode podcast. One of the funniest things I've ever heard, replacing niggers with naggers and playing off it was amazing. He said, you guys tackled the subject matter with such bravery. I can't help but admire you guys. He said, you called out the bigots and took it to them. The only thing that was kind of weird was the disclosure at the beginning. I know the word offends people, but I know that when I turn on your podcast, an open, honest conversation about issues, whatever it may be. So whether it's calling Pastor Manning out or Creflo Dollar, race never enters into the question, just absurd behavior. And the only reason I put that in, KJ, the last time I basically said, look, we're going to use a word that's unpleasant to several people. One, we have lost listeners because somebody sent in a message long ago that was a rap song and they used the word, and somebody sent us a message and said, I can't listen to your podcast anymore because I heard that word.
Right.
And they're just like, I'm done listening. It's like, okay. And we've lost listeners for much less.
We
lost somebody because they didn't like the word albino.
Right.
And then they got really mad about it.
Because we made fun and said, because they wanted us to say people with albinism.
Like,
we've been joking about
it.
Like,
we've been joking about it because it's hilarious. They wanted us to say people with albinism instead.
Right.
And I'm just like, I've never heard that before.
Right.
We've gotten yelled at in the past because we've said somebody identifies as a man when they're a woman. And they said that's not proper. You're not allowed to do that. You can't say identifies as, even though the GLAAD media guide specifically says in it, identifies as.
Right, you can't use it.
So there's people who are hypersensitive to language all the time. And so we want to make sure that people understand that there's a word that they might find offensive. But more than that, even more than that, and normally we never do this, but more than that, I would feel real weird if I was driving in a car, because I don't mind driving in a car with the windows open, and if it happens to be a podcast that's swearing, let's say I'm listening to Scathing Atheist, right?
Right.
And they're swearing, and they're talking about like fucking gagging on like fucking cum drenched fucking like I don't even know like you just fucking whatever it is, the worst, awfulest fucking thing you could possibly imagine, like a cum drenched crucifix is being jammed down someone's mouth and they're clucking or something, some awful shit. I could drive down the road and have that playing, and maybe I'll feel a little cringe if there's like a kid or something.
Sure,
but I won't feel too much. The moment somebody drops fucking the N-word, now we're talking. Yeah. That's some weird shit, and that makes you feel really weird and subconscious when you're I tried to warn people.
It's like the beginning of Office Space, where that dude's like jamming out the gangster rap in his car, but he's like super white, and then like you see somebody drive up and you like kind of like
Roll up your windows and turn up. Fucking Wiz Khalifa all the time. Right? I'm turning that shit down constantly.
I'll put that on my earbuds.
Yeah, man. When I listen to rap in the car, if I'm on the expressway, it's blasted. If I'm listening to rap down fucking Michigan Avenue, it's very quiet.
Very quiet. Not really. Because like you sort of feel like you're not entitled to this
music.
I'm
not entitled to that. Like that's not. Yeah. It's not a slang I can claim.
Right.
I can't claim your slang.
Right.
Because I didn't go through any of the hardships to get it.
Right.
I just get to use it and not have to suffer anything for it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's just super weird.
So we got a show this week. This show might be a little long, probably not super long, but we will have a bunch of extra content on Patreon this week, specifically for our patron donors. We want to thank you guys for donating to us, and we're going to give you a little extra something this week. We're going to be back next week. It's our hope soon to have Bryce from Naked Mormonism on.
Yeah,
and,
cool guy. We met him at ReasonCon.
Yeah,
a lot of
great,
fun.
Great guy. Yeah. And we're also hoping in the near future, next month, to have Jake from Imaginary Friend Show on, and also be on his show. And then in the farther future, we're thinking probably sometime in July, late July, August,
11 weeks, yeah, 11,
something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Thomas from Thomas and the Bible is coming up, and atheistically speaking, and Serial is coming up right now on he's coming up on the New Testament. He's going to be celebrating leaving the Old Testament, coming into the New. So we're going to have him on to talk about sort of his expectations, about how he's so excited about it, I'm sure. And then we're also going to have him on our show, and we're probably going to go on one of his shows, the only show he'll let us on, which is
atheistically speaking.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No way he's going to let us on the Bible show. We'd have to do research for that.
I'm not reading the Bible.
I will say, though, if he reads the Bible to me, I'll listen. So
I won't. Yeah. I'll tune it out. I don't care. I'm fucking rude. I'll tune him out the same way I tune you out.
And we're going to leave you, as we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized stereogram, pyramidal free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo Pisces cancer cures, detox reflex foot massage, death in towers tarot cards, psychic healing crystal balls, Bigfoot Yeti aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this program are that of the hosts only. They do not represent the views of our wives, friends, family, or of the local dairy council.